Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We revisit a very important question from the first hour of the show in about 20 minutes or so here on the Fan Morning Show. Plus, it feels like it's a big week in regards to progress in one direction in particular. That coming up in about 30 minutes here on the Fan Morning Show. But is this necessarily good for golf? Bryson DeChambeau wins the Rocket Mortgage Classic up in Detroit over the weekend and does so with a really nice putter, but also averaging 350 yards, better than 350 yards, 350.6 to be exact, off the tee. More than 9 yards more than the next longest driver at the Rocket Mortgage Classic this weekend. And for the season now, averaging 323 yards of driving distance. So it continues to go up and up and up. Bryson DeChambeau just crushing balls off the tee. And is that going to bring the average sports fan around to golf? Or is it going to, I don't know, is it going to somehow bastardize the game or make it so that we don't appreciate the talents of a guy who can carve a nice little six iron in and get it right into the placement on the green where he wants it? Or is it good for golf that it's become a long drive competition this season?
It made me watch. You know, I wasn't going to watch all those other guys, you know. It really did. It made me watch. All Bryson DeChambeau needs to do is be in it Sunday at dinner time, and they get the ratings that they want. Like, did I want to watch Danny Willett or Kevin Kisner or Ryan Armour or Sepp Straka or whatever? Come on. No. I wanted to see the guy, and he ended up being – I watched him all weekend. You know, there wasn't a whole lot on – and by the way, with NASCAR, I've started to watch NASCAR a little bit. They've had really bad luck. It rains every week wherever they are. Like, follows them around, yeah. And they can't ever start on time. But then a guy got run over by a car, which was terrible. It was ridiculous. But anyway, back to the golf. Show me the guy who swings hard. Show me the guy who hits it far and not just gives that easy hit hard Davis Love III or Ernie Els kind of long length. He looks like he's giving his full 150% effort every single time that he's on the tee. And he is just hitting just rocket ships off the tee box.
Well,
yeah, it'll make me watch. And I don't care. Yeah, I don't care how it gets out there. Like, he is just blowing it out there. Yeah, it compelled me.
He's one step shy of, like, starting 10 yards behind the ball like Happy Gilmore and running up on it. Which, to your point, I think, look, there is a certain entertainment factor that golf lacks because it is this quiet, staid game, and everything's very proper. And okay, and I understand that's a certain aspect of the game that is built into it. It also makes it damn boring to watch sometimes. Like
yes.
Yesterday, if there had been galleries on the course, I think it would have been, I'll be honest, I think it would have translated much better on television. You can show me all the shot tracker you want and all the shot link or whatever it's called and the tracer technology and everything that they do now. You can show me all that. It doesn't change the fact that it doesn't translate onto a television screen when I'm watching at home. I can't tell if the guy just drove it 250 or 350 based just on that wide-angle camera shot you showed me from a helicopter or a blimp. What would have translated would have been, and this is through no fault of the PGAs, they can't have crowds right now, I get it, but what would have translated a little bit better, I think, and created a better atmosphere and maybe conveyed that to the average sports fan at home would be this roaring gallery after DeChambeau makes contact and the ball launches off of his driver.
Here's where I am with golf. Golf, and they always, how can we find a new audience? How can we? No, no, no. Golf is never going to appeal to anyone. It, I don't want to say anyone. Golf is never going to appeal to a big number that's younger than 40. It's just, it's not. Those days are done. It's finished. It's over. There, you're not going to find a lot of people younger, I'll even say 45 probably, that are sitting at home on a Sunday watching golf. What golf needs to do is find a way to keep carrying that old man audience, the old guy audience on Sunday that's waiting for 60 minutes to come on, that likes golf, that plays golf, that's in that retirement sort of age. They need to keep that person, and they need to, in select times with select different golfers and personalities, grab every once in a while in different windows the outlier sports fan and compel them and make them watch. Like in this time, when there was just golf and NASCAR on, what can I do to make you watch? Well, Bryson DeChambeau is this brute that lifts all these weights, drinks all these protein shakes, and is mean to people and cameramen. Should I watch this guy? Yeah. Tiger Woods, I watch that guy. Right. You know, that's, you have a tournament like the U.S. Open, it brings people to their knees because they shoot, you know, three over par. Okay, that's what they need to do. This notion that they're ever going to have a younger audience, the ship has sailed. That's dead forever.
What I was going to say is they need another Tiger who was, whether you loved him or hated him, you tuned in to see what he was going to do. Like, and or they need a couple of young guys who people can identify with somewhat, and I don't know how fan-friendly DeChambeau is, especially after his blow-up at the cameraman on Saturday, but they need a rivalry of some sort, right? And a good – look, it's golf. It's not like they're going to get into a fight on the course. But a rivalry of some sort to drive people towards, you know, one side or the other. They need something with some personality in it. And this is as close as we're getting to personality right now in golf, is a guy who wears a Kangol hat and yells at cameramen and crushes the ball 370 yards on the run.
Yeah. I don't know. He made me watch. He made me watch, and he will make me watch. The other guys – they don't do it for me. We found out it's an individual sport. Individual personalities are what's going to make people watch. Individual skill sets that are abnormal. You know, Tiger had both of those. He had an individual personality, right, where he wanted to absolutely, it was Kobe-esque. He wanted to kill people, put them in the dirt, show no mercy, and then he had a skill set to match that could do that. Bryson DeChambeau, I don't know about his personality. He seems like a jerk. But he has a skill set that'll make people watch because he hits it. You know, you think about your buddy that you go out and play with. They're like, oh, man, this guy's a pretty long hitter, all right? He's that guy amongst all the professionals.
Right. I mean, he's out driving the rest of the tour by, you know, 10 yards on a given weekend. I mean, that doesn't sound like a lot maybe to the average everyday person, but he's crushing golf balls right now. And it can be fun to watch. I'm just curious to see if it translates to anybody else being curious, any other average sports fans being curious and punching up golf on a Saturday afternoon at dinner time, like you said.
I think Ricky Fowler had that chance a couple years ago. Like, he really did. He had that personality, mm-hmm, that brash way of dressing, the way that he comported himself and carried himself. He had that, but it kind of it went by the wayside because his skill set didn't necessarily match it, or it fell off some. Like, he was there for a while, and now he's not necessarily where he was. I don't know.
I'd say Rory, I thought, was approaching that point as well.
But yeah, but he's European.
Yeah.
You know?
It doesn't translate the same way, and there's not the same, like you said, the same, I don't know. He didn't necessarily fall off the way Ricky Fowler did, but there's not the same connection for whatever reason. They don't have that that one electric personality that is sort of taking over the game the way Tiger did, and maybe they never will again. And that's where I wonder, do you have to have some sort of rivalry that takes over, that gets people interested? Because DeChambeau driving the ball long is fun to watch for a little while.
I'll say this,
it's enough to keep people coming back.
There is a rivalry, though. It's DeChambeau against himself. Can he get too barrel-chested? Can he get too hard-headed? Can he get too built on just trying to hit it as far as he can? So do you need another person that's his rival? Or can him essentially eating his own skills be the rivalry that you need, at least in this small window? That's the rivalry that's compelling me right now. Like, is, can this guy get out of his own way? Like, he's hitting it 327 yards, carrying it in the air, and it's going like stone straight. And I was like, okay, yeah, but this can only last. He's got to start spraying it at some time. You know?
No, and then even when he does spray it a little bit, he gets back onto the green and he can putt once he gets there too. So
there's nothing There's nothing more American than being hard-headed, and I think at some point we're going to watch him have to make a decision on if he remains hard-headed or not, whether it's in the course of a tournament, in the course of his career, how his body's shaping and all that. And for me, again, it's just a small window right now, but it's something that is intriguing as heck. I mean, the guy's hitting 7-iron like 228.
It's crazy. It's insane what he's doing with the ball. 412-928-9370, that's how you call us. That's how you text us. The Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line is open for you. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminding you to text responsibly. We revisit a very important question about the future of our country that we had just after 6:45 this morning, and that you can voice your opinion on. That coming up in just about 15 minutes or so here on the Fan Morning Show. But coming up next, the dynamics of one place in particular that were on display in the midst of a very serious news story this weekend on the local news. That's next on the Fan Morning Show.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.